Letter, a timed exercise by Maureen Marsh.
My darling Emily, I have no words for how much I miss you, or for how I long to hold you tight in my arms, to kiss your beautiful chestnut hair, and to smell your sweetness, to feel your presence. We've been burrowed in the trenches for 24 hours now, and the bombings and shootings have stopped. However, the rains have started, and there's so much mud around, on my clothes, my hair, in my mouth. I feel like I'm made of mud. There is a gnawing hunger that is beyond the physical need to eat. There is a yearning in my soul to be back with you. And when I close my eyes, when I dare, I can see you so clearly, waiting for me on those sunny hills, the beauty of the green slopes matched only by the beauty of your green eyes, your chestnut hair moving subtly in the breeze, a smile slightly playing on your lips as you wait for me. Because you know I'm coming back, I'm coming home. So you're waiting patiently, beautifully. And I will be back, my love. We will build a house. We'll build a house on those green hills. We will have children, lots of children with rosy cheeks and bright eyes to love. And we will go together on those green hills and eat jam sandwiches and tea and thank God that we are alive and together again. I remember your words to me as I left to fight for our country. You said, I will see you again in a better world. And that better world is what I pray for, what I fight for. But truth to tell, I sometimes fear that all is not well. And I don't want you to scare you, my love, but there is chaos here that I dare not speak of. John, my comrade, was blasted away to heaven yesterday. He was 17 years old, his bright future taken in a few seconds. I still pray for him. I cry for him, for what he could have been. In my last letter to you, I think I told you how we laughed together over this cigarette we fought to have, and then it fell in the mud so neither of us could have it. I don't want to tell you too much, my dear Emily. I prefer to see you in my mind's eye as you were, as you are. Patient, beautiful, my brave, dear girl. We will marry, we will have children, we will run and play on those green hills, and I will tell you stories of glory and greatness, and we will count my medals. I have to stop now, my love. The shooting has begun again, and we are about to move out. I love you. God bless you, and God save us all.